Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Jennifer Hernandez to talk about the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads. How are you today, Jennifer?
I'm doing well.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. And let's get right into it. So your name's Jennifer. Why is the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads important to you? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jennifer Hernandez. I'm a mom of three children in Virginia Beach. My youngest child, she's 6 years old. She is a beautiful little girl. I just can't even put into words how amazing she is. She's come a long way, and she just makes me so proud. Her name is Lydia Rose, and she happens to have Down syndrome.
So you're here today to talk about what?
I am here to talk about, number one, the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads. They are a nonprofit organization. They were established in 1981. They support the families and persons with Down syndrome. Our mission is to enhance the lives of individuals with Down syndrome, helping them reach their full potential by providing family support, education, and social opportunities in Southeast Virginia and Hampton Roads area. Our programs and services are supported by individuals and corporate donations combined with annual fundraisers and special community events.
Now, if someone listening right now wanted to get more information, do they have a website or a Facebook group?
Yes, they do. Actually, our Facebook group, if you go at the top of your Facebook page and type in Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads, you'll find a link that goes directly to our Facebook group, as well as we have our website. It's dsahr.org. And there is a lot of information on the site. One of our main things is if a family receives the news that their unborn child or their born child has a diagnosis of Down syndrome, we strongly encourage families to contact the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads so that we could provide them the support that I myself received when I received the prenatal diagnosis.
So if they go to these websites, what's another way people can get in contact with the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads?
They can contact us via phone. Our phone number is 757-466-3696. And also we have our email address is office@dsahr.org. And our office is located in the Independence Center right on Virginia Beach Boulevard, 6300 East Virginia Beach Boulevard in Norfolk, Virginia.
Now, does the organization have events?
Yes, they do. Actually, well, for the past 6 years, my family has participated in many events, namely a motorcycle ride for Down syndrome awareness, poker runs on the peninsula, as well as our annual Step Up for Down syndrome awareness walk. My family has also attended the annual summer and fall picnics, summer pool parties, and holiday parties at Christmas time. And I myself, I've attended many Moms Night Out gatherings with our Rockin' Moms group. And actually, this Saturday, we're going to go see the movie Peanut Butter Falcon. That is just a great movie. I can't wait to see it.
Now, you're here to talk about a specific event, though. Now, what is that event?
That event, it's called the Step Up for Down Syndrome Awareness. It's a walk, 1 mile walk around Mount Trashmore Park.
And that's right here in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
And why is this event so important?
First and foremost, it's important because just as the name says it, it is an event that helps promote and spread awareness and acceptance in the Hampton Roads community about Down syndrome. And also, this event is our top event in way of raising funds through registrations and donations to help support our mission.
Okay, so this event takes place at Mount Trashmore in Virginia Beach, October 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if someone wants to register for the event, can you tell me a little bit about that or maybe the cost?
Okay, well, the cost is $15 for registration, and that includes the event shirt and a swag bag. We encourage you to register at least by October 4th to be guaranteed the event.
And you can register by visiting the website?
Yes, our web address to register for my team, which is called Down and Up for Lydia, and that would be www.ds-stride.org/DSAHR/step-up/profiles/team/down-and-up-for-Lydia.
Now, I know that was a mouthful of words for you right there. So anyone listening right now that actually is interested in joining the team, they can visit our website at z104.com and you'll see it right up there. An easier way for you to gain access to that. You created your own team, correct?
Yes.
So people can create their own teams or join existing teams?
Yes, they can. You can create your own team by, you would change that web address to just www.ds-stride.org/DSAHR Step Up. And with that address, you may also select to join an existing team that's already been created, or you can create your own team.
Now, what if a person can't attend, but they still want to support the cause?
Well, you are welcome to make a donation by using the same link that I mentioned with the registration and clicking on make a donation.
And can the community volunteer to help out before, or during, or after the event?
Yes, it's strongly encouraged and greatly appreciated. We ask for our volunteers to help set up in the morning of the event, help hand out medals and such to the many participants as they cross the finish line, as well as volunteer to help clean up after the event.
Now, what about businesses? How can businesses help?
Well, businesses, they've been for many years our greatest supporter, and they are greatly appreciated. The businesses have helped through organization sponsorships. They've donated products as well when we do our raffle drawings. And they've also made donations to the organization in monetary form.
And again, for anyone listening right now that wants to get more information, where can they go?
Well, the Down Syndrome Association's of Hampton Roads website address is dsahr.org. And also we have our Facebook group. If you go to search Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads.
Now, why do you personally advocate for this?
Well, in the beginning of this broadcast, that I did mention that I have a six-year-old little girl. Her name's Lydia Rose. She was born with having Down syndrome. It was a prenatal diagnosis. And actually, she'll be 7 years old on October 8th, just a few days before the annual Step Up for Down Syndrome Awareness Walk. Ironically, October is World Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and I advocate for my child as well as many other children and adults across Hampton Roads and all over the world who happen to have Down syndrome, because it is very important to me to spread awareness for what Down syndrome is. In the past 7+ years, my goal has been to try to pave the way towards her future so that she won't have to deal with, hopefully, any form of negativity towards her disability.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any other significant dates throughout the year for Down syndrome awareness?
Yes, actually. March 21st is World Down Syndrome Day.
Now, why was that day specifically chosen to be World Down Syndrome Day?
March 21st, it signifies what Down syndrome is. It is the most common genetic chromosomal abnormality that occurs after conception, where there is an extra copy of the 21st chromosome. Upon conception, when cells divide, most everyone receives 23 chromosomes each from their mom and their dad, making a total of 46 chromosomes. With Down syndrome, the person has a total of 47 chromosomes, nothing less, just a little more, making them a little different. But just like you and me, note that Down syndrome is the least funded genetic chromosomal abnormality, which is why we ask the community to help with donating to our organization.
That's pretty crazy to think that it's the least funded, you know, because, it, like you mentioned earlier, it's the most common.
You're right. It's true. It doesn't make sense. But I mean, I guess because it's the most common, you people don't think that, but it is the least funded. The funds go towards wonderful things to help these individuals reach their fullest potential. You know, through the years that I've been part of the organization, you know, I am amazed, even just with my little girl, how far she's come. You know, it's an amazing organization.
Now, are there any events held during or on March 21st, World Down Syndrome Day?
Yes. Well, one, we ask all our supporters to wear mismatched socks to represent the mismatched chromosome, the 21st chromosome.
That's cute, though.
Yeah. Showing that they accept Down syndrome and they are aware what it is. And also that there are a few restaurants throughout Hampton Roads who will donate portions of sales to that day to the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to add to this broadcast?
Yeah, actually, I, on behalf of the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads, I would like to thank Z104 for inviting me here today to speak with you about our cause and the upcoming Step Up for Down Syndrome Awareness event. I would also like to thank everyone who has supported the organization throughout the years since 1981. And I invite anyone to come out and show your support at Mount Trashmore on Sunday, October 13th. From 11 a.m. to 3 to walk with us and show that they support and accept our mission in Down Syndrome Awareness. The day will be filled with wonderful family fun activities, including a performance by Todd Rosenbleev, adaptive dance class, a cheerleading performance by the Renegades Cheerleading Squad, as well as a local band that's to be announced. Mm-hmm. They're going to be performing on the stage at Mount Trashmore.
Now, one thing I always like to ask people at the end of my interviews is, on top of what you just said, is there anything else that you would like to leave with Hampton Roads today, whether it's in regards to the event, in regards to raising awareness, in regards to your daughter specifically, why this is so important to you, anything?
Well, my daughter, she's a wonderful child, and you know, she may be just getting ready to turn 7 years old, but I'm going to tell you what, in her words, don't limit her. She is an amazing little girl. She's come a long way from being this little girl that was born 3 weeks and 4 days early. She was a premature baby. She was in the NICU for 5 days. She did have a few defects, genetic defects, which was like a heart defect and a kidney defect. But she luckily outgrew those defects. Some babies and adults don't outgrow those defects, and mm-hmm. they end up having some form of surgery, whether it be open heart surgery or something else, that it does set them a little bit behind. But as far as my daughter goes, she surprises us every day.
That's great.
You know, and I'm glad that I was chosen to be her mommy. And that, you know, I'm the first to, if I hear somebody saying the R word, I can't even say it on the radio station. Yeah. Because it just, you know, that
it's
word
offensive.
It's very offensive. And, you know, rather than me being rude about it, I try to, you know, educate, you know, please don't say that word. And the reason why not saying that word. Because back in the day, they used to classify people with Down syndrome as mentally R. I won't even say it. But my child's not mentally R at all. And
yeah.
She'll be the first one to tell you when she can, when she knows. I'm readily and available to answer all questions that she has. And another thing, this little girl, she loves everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where we go. There's people that come up to her and say, oh, hi, Lydia. And I don't even know who they are. She's
yeah.
a very popular little girl in school, at, you know, in the store. Little kids come up to her. They want a hug. And this little girl has got the most beautifulest little almond-shaped eyes and a smile that one won't pass up. And she just knows when everybody wants a hug. She
yeah.
knows, and she loves giving hugs.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She just radiates that energy
oh, yeah.
to everyone.
I mean, you know, I call her Miss Popularity because she's a little Miss Popular
yeah.
on Facebook. I mean, I'm proud to show her off. You know, through the years, I kind of think like, oh, man, my Facebook friends are going to maybe get mad, you know, sick
Let
of me sharing
mad.
Pictures.
Let them get mad.
But there's not one person.
Good.
There's not one person that, and honestly, in the 7 years, my Facebook, I guess you'd say my friends list has grown to, I'm coming up to about, I'd say about 1,400 friends just from, you know, families and individuals as well with
yeah.
Down syndrome all over the world. Like
have
every
you met,
day.
Have you met them through the organization, just networking and just
through
people?
Through the organization, or there's several Facebook groups
yeah.
that, you know, Down syndrome parents, just different ones. As a matter of fact, last night I just happened to be on Facebook right before I was getting ready to go to bed, and I looked up and they featured my little girl on a Facebook group. I love someone with Down syndrome. They featured pictures of her, and I was just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and actually a few years ago, there's a Facebook group called Angels in Disguise, and they featured her pictures, and like there's little sayings next to her pictures, and one of them that really hit me was, don't limit me. Do not limit me. And, you know, me as her mommy, I'm never going to limit her, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be by her side every step of the way. As long as she needs me to, I will be by her side as long as I can be also. You know, of course, she's got my 14-year-old daughter, Madison, and my, he'll be 19-year-old son, Justin, who mm-hmm. they love their baby sister to death, and they will fight for her if somebody were to, you know, do anything or, you know, cause any negativity towards her for her disability, because why use a disability against somebody without knowing them?
Yeah.
You know, this little girl, she talks about outer space, she talks about the moon. We were eating Chinese food, and she asked for chopsticks. I'm like, where did you come up with that? And then that night, she was talking about dragons. And I put two and two together. I was like, wait a minute. She is really, really, she shocks us all the time with
That's
the things
great.
That she comes up with.
She's no different.
No different. And then she also has her favorite pal, her support dog. Her name is Bella. She's 8 months old.
And
she's a Boston Terrier. And wherever Lydia goes, Bella goes.
Aww.
And I actually call them sisters because they fight like sisters, like, you know, on toys and stuff,
you know.
And, you know, but she even the dog, she goes over and wraps her arms around Bella. And she says, I love you, Bella.
Aww.
And she's the greatest little girl.
Now, you seem so strong and big-hearted and confident and just like you could conquer the world right now. Have you always felt that way when it came to finding out that your daughter was going to have Down syndrome?
No, to be honest, when I found out my child was going to have Down syndrome, I had just found out it was a girl through the ultrasound,
mm-hmm.
and in that appointment, they offered, because of my age, I was 35, which the chances of having a child with a chromosomal abnormality, it greater increases the older you get.
Okay.
Don't know why, but, you know, it does. And they offer further screenings like blood work. And at that time, you know, things have changed now, today, but at that time, you know, over 7 years ago, it was called a quad screening, where it was just blood work. And of course, you know, it was like, oh, go ahead, do some blood work.
Yeah.
You know,
you think nothing of it.
I didn't think anything of it because I already had two children and they were, you know, perfectly healthy. Nothing was wrong. Well, Lydia's perfectly healthy too, but still. So go ahead, do some blood work. And a couple weeks later, I received the results that there was a 1 in 8% chance that my little girl was going to have Down syndrome. And I was like,
what is this?
You know, I don't know what to feel about it. And, you know, they, of course, say, you know, there's different options and whatever. Well, I wanted to know because at the time I was a single mom, and I still am a single mom, and I'm proud that I've raised this little girl as a single mom. At the time, you know, I still wanted to know to prepare myself and my two children that, you know, there something was going to be a little bit different about their baby sister.
Yeah.
And so I went through amniocentesis screening, where they withdraw amniotic fluid from, and the risks are there that it, you know, you could take the chance of something negative happening during mm-hmm. the amniocentesis procedure. But, you know, at this point in time, I wanted to know. A couple weeks later, well, my mother was with me when I had that amniocentesis. And a couple weeks later, they called me. I'd just gotten off work. And they were like, we've received the results from the amniocentesis. Your baby's going to have Down syndrome. She has Down syndrome. We know it's a girl, and she has Down syndrome. And, of course, the way the doctors deliver the news is negative. They, you know, they set you up for failure, basically telling you that your child's not going to amount to anything. They may not ever walk. They may not ever talk. They're not going to do good in school, you know. And then they say, oh, well, there's options. You can abort. That's the first thing they say is you can abort the baby. Me, I would never, ever, ever in a million years abort my child. Mm-hmm. It's against my religion, and I just couldn't do it. And also, there are options to put the baby up for adoption. And at that time, you know, I had just got off work, and I was at my parents' picking up my other children. And I looked at my mother, and I was like, Mom, I just have to go. I have to go for a drive.
You needed that time. You needed to clear your head.
I was like, I just have. And my mom didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was like, oh, okay, go. And I went and got in the car. And I called my best friend, Laura, crying. And I was like, oh, my God, Liddy, she has Down syndrome. She has Down syndrome. And my friend said, I want you to drive safely to my house right now. And just get here. And I was like, okay. So I drove, and I cried my eyes out the whole time, you know, for the 10-minute drive. I got to her house. And when I arrived, she said, come on, I'm taking you somewhere. And I'm like, where? She was like, I've got a friend. He does tattoos. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I'm going to pay for you to get a tattoo, and you're going to tattoo Lydia's name on you. And that way, whatever you decide,
she'll be with you.
She will be with me, and she will be a part of me forever. And I was like, all right. So I went, and I got that tattoo on my shoulder, and on my shoulder. And, you know, from that day forward, you know, I went through Googling stuff, looking up information, which
the worst.
Do not ever do that, because you'll set you up for negativity. As well as the Down Syndrome Association of Hampton Roads, they sent me a package with that contained, you know, a book, Baby with Down Syndrome, as well as another book for my two other children to read. It's called Let's Paint the Octopus Red. And they also sent me this cute little shirt, a little baby infant shirt from their previous Step Up for Down Syndrome Awareness Walk. And you know, through the next couple of months, you know, I went through different appointments, ultrasounds, 3D ultrasounds, had to go to high risk, you know, prenatal clinics and different things. And, you know, it was scary, but, you know, the problems that were existing and showing in ultrasound really, really weren't that bad.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, okay, I'm
so
ready.
So as time went on, it got better to kind of accept it.
Yeah, it got better so much that I was ready. I could not wait to have this baby girl. And
it's great that they reached out to you, the Down Syndrome Association. It's like they automatically wanted to let you know, like, we're here for you.
Yes.
And their community is here for you.
Yes.
And so since then, you've developed this relationship, and now you're a part of this walk.
Yes.
And all of these great causes and events happening here in Hampton Roads. And again, if you want to get more information, just head over to z104.com. You can hear more of Jennifer's story. You could see a beautiful picture of Lydia, because she's right up there as well. And also, if you want to register for the event, get more information about the event, z104.com, October 13th. It's happening at Mount Trashmore Park, and we hope to see everybody there. And Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in today to share your story, opening up to everyone in Hampton Roads. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yes.
But I mean, getting that off you, like, I could only imagine it feels good to do that and share your story with everyone.
Yes, I'm honored to be here today. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Of course.